This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Eric Strucco is a member of the Albemarle County School Board, and he joins me live in studio. You were there last night. What were your thoughts about what you heard?
Yes, I was there last night. And I didn't stay the entire evening. I stayed for several hours, and I didn't envy the Board of Supervisors who had to stay into the wee hours, but it was a very impressive demonstration by parents, by teachers, by students themselves, and by families that public education is the thing that they prioritize and they hold dear. It's probably one of the most important services that our local government provides, and they expressed, I think, legitimate concerns that Albemarle County schools are going to be a very different place next year if indeed the budget cuts, reductions in revenue rather, come, and the cuts that we have to make in order to stay within those revenue limits are put in place. Education will suffer.
The proposed cuts, I heard people talking last night about, increasing class sizes and cutting back on PE and music and art. And is it that bad? I mean, is it, or is this just concerned parents trying to make a point? Or are we really looking at cuts that could be that devastating in the classroom?
We are looking at cuts that could be that devastating in the classroom, unfortunately. It is an economic recession. We are all living it. Organizations are scaling back, private sector, non-for-profits, government agencies. The school board and the school system really recognized that, and we made a lot of severe reductions to accommodate the economic climate. I think you heard one of the speakers in your lead-in talk about $6 million worth of reductions. That is very true. And when we did that, we sort of looked on the horizon at the storm clouds that were gathering toward Richmond. And when we realized that there was going to be another $8 to $9 million in revenue reductions to the schools, that's when I think the reality hit. And that's where we had to look seriously at making the children's education experience in Albemarle schools very different. And yes, we tried our best to preserve the classroom, and we have to prioritize what is the most vital experience that our children face during a school day. Is it PE? Is it art? Is it music? Or is it math, reading, social studies, and science? And everybody has their view of what the proper mix is. And the school board and the school administration is in an unenviable position. We have to exercise our judgment and say, if these revenue reductions come in as low as they are looking, then it is a matter of scaling back PE to maybe just 30 minutes a week, which is fairly ludicrous, but that's the reality.
And of course, the answer, what is most important, is all of that. I mean, because you're helping to raise a child who's going to participate in a democracy and in a marketplace and in a community. And that human being needs all of that.
Correct. And what the political situation is looking like is the Commonwealth of Virginia, Richmond, seems to be ceding the tax burden to the localities, especially when it comes to public education. If the state government isn't willing to fund it and are reluctant to raise taxes on us as Virginia citizens at the state level, what they're saying is they're putting that burden on the localities. And so a lot of the families that came out last night are saying, okay, if that's where the shift is going to occur, I understand, raise the tax rate. A lot said raise my taxes, but I think we have to be careful here. What we're proposing, I think what a lot of families are proposing, is raising the rate. And if the Board of Supervisors raises the rate roughly 2 cents, so from 74 cents per assessed $100 of value to 76, on average, the tax bills of residents of the county stay the same. What at a 74%, 74 cent tax rate, it's actually a tax reduction. And that's what the Board of Supervisors instructed County Executive Bob Tucker to impose on his budget proposal.
Because property values have gone down. So if you leave the rate the same, you're paying less tax.
Correct.
And what most of the people were calling for last night was raise the rate so we're paying the same tax.
Correct.
And given the deflated property values.
Yes. And so again, a two to three cent increase in the tax rate roughly holds harmless the citizens of Albemarle County. Now, we did hear several speakers call for as much as a 10 cent increase in the tax rate. Now, that truly would be a tax increase. And that would completely make up the difference between what Richmond is giving us this year versus what they plan to give us next year. And that is shifting the tax burden from the state to the localities. And we did hear a lot of speakers last night talk about that.
My guest is Eric Strucco. He's a member of the Albemarle County School Board, and he was there last night at the big public hearing. We've got a quarter of 15 minutes until 6 o'clock. It's 42 degrees in Central Virginia. You're listening to News Radio 1070 WINA. Eric, what are your thoughts? What's your reaction to people who say, I'm all for funding schools? There's too much money going to the central office. There's too much money being spent on administrator salaries. We certainly heard some people, not a lot, but we certainly heard some people come forward last night voicing that concern. I love the schools. We've got good schools. Let's keep them strong. Move the money out of the administration and put that money in the classroom.
We've heard that argument and that assertion for years on end now. And I have to say, I've been only on the school board for a handful of months, but I've been an active observer for some time. The county schools have indeed reduced the administrative costs. They made cuts last year and in prior years. And so there have been reductions on the central office staff, and there has been a concerted effort to preserve the resources in the classroom and maybe actually enhance them to improve the educational experience of our children. And I will say that, you know, every budget does have its wish lists in it, and it was our job in this first pass to really eliminate them, and I think we did. Although we heard a lot of speakers announce some other, you know, types of costs that they felt that they could cut. There's money in the budget for travel and training expenses and meals and lodging. And a lot of that is for some of the mandatory training that our teachers have to go through to maintain their certification. And the county feels that, you know, we do pick up the cost for that. That may be an item on the chopping block as I think the school board will inevitably have to look at this budget again. So as we go back and do another examination,
Where I work at UVA, that's one thing we had to cut out last year. They don't cover our travel costs anymore. And
Coy, I work at UVA too, and I know. I'm a finance guy, so I'm the one that had to actually cut travel training. And so, yes, I know that that's an easy target, and that's something that we'll be looking at. Yeah. But I also want folks to know that, you know, in order for a school system to be world-class, and that's the Albemarle County objective, we have to have a central administration in place to coordinate and oversee a lot of the school's operations. It's not a confederation or conglomeration of 25 schools and 26 schools. It is 26 pieces of a single school system, and we do need a superintendent and assistant superintendents to really coordinate all of that. And so to say that we can just eliminate central office and the schools will be world class, I think is a little short-sighted. I do think that we have to have a central administration in place, but we will look there. If the revenue picture is as dire as it seems to be, a lot of difficult choices will have to occur.
We're talking with Eric Strucco of the Albemarle County School Board. The phone lines are open at 977-1070. Do you think the county should raise the rate? That is the question at 977-1070. Should the county raise the rate to make up the deficit? And if so, if you think they should, well, how far should it go up? You say it should, if it goes up 2 cents, it's not an increase in the tax payment. You're paying the same you paid last year. If it goes up 10 cents, you're going to be paying probably a lot more than you paid. Well, I say a lot. It would depend on how much your property values are.
Right.
Let me ask you about this, the politics of this. This board, this particular board, leans right. We all know that. This board leans right. And you've got the leading conservative on the board, Ken Boyd, is running for a congressional nomination to run for Congress against Perriello. So he's trying to out-conservative his opponents in that particular race. It's got nothing to do with this issue, and yet, to him, It does, because if he advocates raising a rate to cover the schools, that's going to hurt him, I would guess, in his race for that nomination. So that's just sort of the politics behind the scenes of this that I'm sure some folks are thinking about.
Oh, yeah. I think all of us are aware of that situation, of Supervisor Boyd's situation. And, you know, it's going to be difficult for him to consider a tax rate increase in Albemarle County if indeed he's running for a higher office and he is taking the position he is that he's going to be an ultra conservative person that will
oppose all tax increases,
not even consider it. But you know, I've worked with Ken Boyd in the past, and I've got to tell you, you know, we've sat across a conference table as we look at county government, and he's been reasonable. I mean, I think when he focuses on Albemarle County, he realizes that, you know, the job he does have now today, not the one he may be aspiring to, but the one today is to do what's best for the community of Albemarle County. I hope he listened to a lot of the residents last night. He had no choice.
Yeah.
He was there late. But, you know, it was overwhelming.
It was overwhelming is the right word. It was overwhelming, and there was no 50-50 here. I mean, it was like 99% of the people there said, raise the rate. This is important. Right. Investing in the schools is an investment in the community. It's economic development. This is a smart thing to do as a community.
Yeah. You know, you wonder, did the county office building maybe, was the population skewed? Were these teachers and PTO active members that came? And so maybe it wasn't representative of the community at large. I would argue that anyone that was there last night just took a look at the numbers. That was the largest crowd in the county office building I've seen since I've lived in Albemarle County. In fact, the crowd spilled over into the lobby, and they were simulcasting the hearing into rooms that were in the wings where other chairs were set up, and those rooms were full.
Amazing.
Because of the numbers, because of these are people that feel so passionate about it that they took time out of their evening to come to the county office building and make their voices heard, that this is not just a special interest group of people. I think that this was truly a cross section of our community. And you're right, it was overwhelming. There were some advocates for not raising the tax rate there, but I think that they were a distinct minority.
We're talking with Eric Strucker of the Albemarle County School Board. The phone lines are open. Let's go to the phones. Brenda is on the line in Charlottesville. Brenda, go right ahead.
Hi, I support funding the school budget and the Board of Supervisors raising the taxes, the full 10 cents that's needed.
So raising it a 10 cent on the tax rate, which would, according to Eric, if I hear you right, that's going to make up the deficit completely, right?
That's true. And on average, it means that it's a $227 tax increase for the median home in Albemarle County. And if that's not possible, and I think that the school board should look at some of the positions down at the county office building where people have retired and are now working again. So people call that double dipping. So I think that you should probably perhaps, if you have to cut positions, maybe you should cut some of those before you cut others whose this is their only job that they have.
Brenda,
the only paycheck.
Yeah, that's a great point, Brenda. Thank you for the call. Great call. Let's go to... we lost you. I lost Carol. Carol, please call me back. Let's go to Jim on 3. Jim, go right ahead.
Hey, Coy. Jim and I spent 7 years back in the 90s teaching and coaching at our high school. And it's funny because I've been on both sides of the table now as a parent with 4 kids, and we actually homeschool. And, you know, my perspective is obviously probably a little more conservative than many families. But, you know, I think there are many, many areas in which the county needs to take a look at the programs that they're funding. And I'd be the last one to say, let's cut sports because I coached track and cross country for a number of years, or let's cut band. But there's got to be a better way than raising the tax burden on the average citizens. Now I'm a business owner, and the last thing I want to do is pay more taxes. And I'm getting nothing directly out of taxes that I'm paying. I understand I get to participate in the community. And
Right. But you don't have kids in the schools. You don't have kids in the schools right now.
I don't have kids in school because we've made the choice to teach them at home.
Yeah, it's an excellent point, Jim. Thank you for the call. And Carol, we'll be right with you. It's a good point, Eric. We're talking with Eric Strucco of the Albemarle County School Board. The phone lines are open, 977-1070. And we heard some of that last night from some folks.
That's correct. I mean, I think some people believe, and I think the caller was correct, he doesn't have a direct benefit, but I think he has very, very tangible indirect benefits. I mean, a strong public education system in a community strengthens the community as a whole, even if you don't have children in the schools. I mean, the argument is, you know, usually retirees don't like to pay it taxes because, you know, their kids have come and gone out of the school system. But a strong public school system improves a community. It's correlated directly with lower crime rates. It offers a very attractive labor force for firms that want to stay here. It makes a stable, sustainable community happen. And it also has a direct bearing on property values. Strong school system, homes that are in strong school districts tend to increase in value. And so I think there are benefits, even if you don't have children in the school system, to have a good public school system in your community.
Let's go back to the phones. Carol is back with us. Carol, go right ahead.
Hi. I wanted to make a point that, again, I don't want to raise taxes. We've lived in higher tax areas than this, but no one wants more taxes. But my particular concern is the schedule changes at the high schools. We had a son graduate last year and did really well under the alternating block schedule, which is what Western Albemarle is in right now. And we have a son and daughter coming along, and they're changing the schedule really abruptly to a full block. So if raising taxes can prevent that, I would be all for it because I'm not into the full block scheduling. I teach in a full block schedule, and I don't think it's really that great for kids, especially in math and science.
Carol, thank you for the call. Eric?
Yeah, well, to be fair, I think the school board and the school administration were going to adopt the modified 4x4 block scheduling regardless of the economic condition. What really caused us to accelerate that decision and not unroll it in a way that we really wanted to was the revenue shortfalls. That scheduling system, according to the school administration, could save $800,000 a year in operating costs. And we hear that there are actual virtues to changing to the modified 4x4. And I know the criticisms of it, and we weighed both, and we think that the virtues outweigh the criticisms. And what really caused us to make the decision quickly, more quickly than we would have liked, I think, is indeed the budget crisis.
We got time for one more call. Ann's on the line in Albemarle County. Ann, real quick, go right ahead.
Okay, I just wanted to respond to the folks who say legitimately that it's only if we go ahead and raise the tax rate, then the increase to families is only $200 to $300 a year. But I'm so tired of those mounding $200 to $300 increases that we as taxpayers and as consumers are facing. It's just one after another, and I think it is it's got to stop the knee-jerk reaction that, oh yeah, we'll just kick it down to the taxpayer or we'll kick it down to the consumer. And that's my comment.
And thank you so much. It's another excellent point. Got great callers on this program. Eric, thank you for being here. We'll talk to you again soon.
Yes.
Eric Strucco, a member of the Albemarle County School Board.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit seavillepodcast.com for more.